This is Jim Inkster. Glad you're with us for Talk Louisiana in our home stretch with John Schneider, the remarkable talent who calls Livingston Parish home. And for those not familiar with his complete biography, he's had quite a career, including not only Bo Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard and Jonathan Kent on Smallville and Jim Cryer on Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots, the number one primetime series on cable Tuesday nights. John has been a fan favorite on Dancing with the Stars. In addition to a remarkable acting career, he sold over 20 albums and four number one singles on the Billboard Country chart. And it's worth noting that John Schneider co-founded with Marie Osmond the Children's Miracle Network. He calls Livingston Parish home, has for many years now, and he has a new development regarding his studio with a historic caboose that he has acquired. He and his lovely bride, Alicia, purchased this historic caboose located in the Ponchatoula Country Market. Tell us about it. John Schneider, good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Delighted to be here. I am actually looking out the window at the caboose right now. It's so cool. I'm one of those kids. Seems funny myself calling myself a kid, but I'm one of those kids who grew up watching the Wild Wild West. And on the Wild Wild West, James West and Artemus Gordon, their office was a caboose. So there's been a child in me somewhere that's wanted a caboose my whole life. And when we read an article about we heard about it online, that the caboose in Ponchatoula was up for sale, and if no one bit, then they were going to have to scrap it. So my lovely bride Alicia got on the phone, and in about 10 minutes we had purchased the caboose. And purchasing a caboose is one thing; that's fairly easy. But moving one is an entirely different animal.
Yeah, 17 miles, yeah. Right? Yeah,
17 miles, and even though it's the smallest car on the train, it's still, with its the wheels underneath it are called trucks. I learned a lot about trains when we did this, but it still weighs 52,000 pounds. So yeah, it was a pretty monumental undertaking. We used a great friend of mine here, Wes, who moves houses, and also if it weren't for Warren from Davies Shoring, it would still be sitting in Ponchatoula, and we'd probably be getting a parking ticket.
Well, the Wild Wild West, you're bringing back memories. We were of similar vintage. Did you like Robert Conrad, or was it Ross Martin?
I loved them both, but there was nobody cooler than Robert Conrad. And later on in life, he did a radio show from his house out in Thousand Oaks, California, and I had the great pleasure of going out there and being on the show with him. So I met one of my heroes, and I was not disappointed. He was delightful. So it was pretty great. And we are we have a movie out now called Stand on It that we filmed here. With all of our movies, we film in Louisiana, but we filmed, I'd say, a good 90% of Stand on It right here at the studio. And we're starting another one, and it begins and ends in the caboose. So, you know, we always use everything we have here at the studio, because we're totally independent. So we know how to stretch a buck.
Well, you've done it well, and you've chosen Livingston Parish. And people, yep, we've commented before, this man who is synonymous with the South was actually born in Mount Kisco, New York. You've lived everywhere, including California, but yet you fell in love with Livingston Parish. What was the magic for you and where you are?
You know, I think it's mostly the people. You know, people here are hardworking folk, all in Louisiana. You know, we have a great workforce here. We have wonderful folks who aren't afraid to use their calloused hands 10, 12, 15 hours a day. But then when it's time to stop, boy, do they. I tell my few California friends I have left, because everybody's left there. Same thing with New York. A lot of people have left the city and they're moved back to my kind of area. But I tell them that two of the great things I can tell them about Louisiana is I've never seen a six pack of beer at the workforce, and I've never seen a briefcase at the bar. So I just love it, and the look of it. I went to summer camp, and New York State is beautiful. And when I look out here and I see the, we don't have swamps and cypress knees, but we do have a lot of green. So I fell in love in Louisiana. It really reminds me of my early childhood, where there's water coming out of the moss-covered rocks and there's ferns everywhere. But down here, I don't have to endure the harsh winters.
Well, you've become part of the fabric of our community, and listener Tracy at the Capitol asks if you thought about running for office.
You know, the problem with running for office is you immediately, the very best you can do is have half of your friends hate you.
Well, maybe not.
I would think about that. All of us need to take a deep breath and see what the next 6 or 7 days bring. See what the landscape looks like when the smoke clears. And then I think if there's a problem to fix, the only reason I would run for anything would be if there was something that I thought I really could fix that was broken. I don't think I can make anything better. I mean, we already have, I think, the greatest state in the union is right here.
All right, but...
If there was something to fix and nobody else felt the need to fix it, then I would jump in.
Well, you and I are of vintage. We can remember the candidate with Robert Redford running for a Senate seat in California. There's a Senate seat on the ballot next year, John Schneider. You could run for the Senate in the great state of Louisiana.
Well, that would be an interesting turn in my life. I just started racing dirt track at 60, so who knows? Maybe I'll you remember the last line in that movie? He said, "We won."
Yeah, now what?
Now what?
Now what? Now what?
Right? Yeah. That's a wonderful poster of him with a bubble gum.
Well, I'm just guessing, but I would not think that John Neely Kennedy would relish being in a debate with John Schneider. That might be a bit of a mismatch. But in our remaining time, tell us about this tribute movie to Smokey and the Bandit. You referenced it, Stand on It. I know that you've taken a lot of pride and joy in this project. Tell us more.
I certainly have. We did a tribute movie to Smokey and the Bandit. I was kind of in Smokey and the Bandit. I'm standing there in a crowd when they roll the credits at the end. So I was on the set at 16 years old in the triple black Pontiac Trans Am. And later in life, both Burt Reynolds, who starred in it, and Hal Needham, who wrote it and directed it, became very dear friends of mine. So we talked on many occasions about why is it that Hollywood has abandoned Southern horsepower comedy when it was king for so long. So I kind of made a promise to both those guys that I would pick that up again. You know, one day when I've got my hands on the switch, Bert, I'm gonna do it, because I don't think Hollywood will. So we made a movie last year called Christmas Cars. It did really well for us, and we decided to go all in again, and we made this movie Stand on It. All in, I'd say 90% in Livingston Parish. We did quite a bit in Kenner, Louisiana, down by the airport. And it is, we had actually the best year we've had. 2020 was our best year in sales because of this movie, Stand on It. People, I'm standing in front of about 50 of them right now that I have to autograph this morning, and it's been great. It allows us to be able to make the next movie, which is the goal. You know, the goal is to have your current project not only pay for itself, but pay for the next one. And Stand on It has done that. So I love it. If you're a fan of Smokey and the Bandit. And I saw it at least 50 times when I was 17 years old. So if you enjoyed that movie, I promise you are going to love Stand on It. If you're a Dukes fan, you're going to love Stand on It. There are two places you can get it. You can stream it at CineflixDOD.com. That's CineflixDOD.com. Or you can buy the DVD at JohnSchneiderStudios.com. Or you can just come on over here to the studio, and we have a store. We have a studio store. So come on in, get a cup of community coffee, and get a hold of Stand on It, Christmas cards, and maybe some of my music.
Was Bert a good guy?
We're truly living the dream here.
I know.
And you can see the caboose. It's right here.
But you mentioned Bert Reynolds. He would at one time, as we know, for about a 5-year period, he was number one every year. Was he a nice guy?
He was a great guy. Yep, he was a great, great guy. A sweetheart, hard worker, again, you know, a hard working guy. When he was doing Matt Helm and Gunsmoke and those things way back when, kind of like me, he did as much of his own stunts as they would allow. And so we had that in common too.
Well, John Snyder, we do have to roll, but congratulations.
I hear the
on
music.
Stand on
Thank
it.
You very
and,
much. I
go
appreciate
see the caboose.
It as always.
Can't see
All right,
waters.
You take care. I'm thinking about the Senate seat now. Thanks for picking that seat.
First Financial and Vantage Health provide signature support.